Now, I have been asked by the DuPont Columbia jury to present the radio award. Apparently, they were impressed that I was around in the wonderful radio days before television. This year's award goes to WBAI New York and Pacifica Radio for their documentary, Massacre, the story of East Timor. For nearly two decades, this tiny country has been the victim of aggression by nearby Indonesia. WBAI producers Amy Goodman and Alan Nairn went to cover the story in East Timor when a massacre broke out. Their dramatic report recounting their ordeal in the midst of battle was included in the radio documentary. Here now is an excerpt.
When they reached the cemetery, the crowd had swelled to maybe 5,000 people, and we saw that marching up along the same route that the Timorese had come came a long column of Indonesian troops.
Alan suggested we walk to the front of the crowd between the soldiers and the Timorese, because although we knew that the army had committed many massacres, we hoped that we, as foreign journalists, could serve as a shield for the Timorese. The
soldiers marched straight up to us. They never broke their stride. And when they got a few yards past us, within a dozen yards of the Timorese, they raised their rifles to their shoulders all at once, and they opened fire. The street was covered with bodies, covered with blood, and the soldiers just kept on coming. I could see their limbs being torn, their bodies exploding. The soldiers did not stop. They just kept on shooting until no one was left standing.
A group of soldiers grabbed my microphone and threw me to the ground, kicking and punching me. At that point, Alan threw himself on top of me, protecting me from further injury. The soldiers then used their rifle butts like baseball bats, beating Alan until they fractured his skull.
Accepting this coveted silver baton for WBAI and Pacifica Radio are producers Amy Goodman and Alan Nair.
I want to thank you very much for this honor and to thank WBAI Pacifica Radio, which believes that you go to where the silence is and say something. I also want to thank Four West and Julie Cohen, who participated in this project. On November 12, 1991, we were in East Timor for the second time when thousands of Timorese decided to march to protest the occupation of Indonesia. And you heard what happened in the videotape. They marched to the cemetery, Indonesian soldiers marched up, and without warning or provocation, they opened fire and gunned them down. They beat us, fractured Alan's skull, and then we're deciding whether to execute us. They put the guns to our heads, US M16s, and only when we said we're from America did they take them away. We could only think it was because we were from the same country their weapons were from. We were lucky that day because we were alive. All around us, the Timorese were dead. More than 200 were gunned down that day.
The blood that we saw oozing out to cover that cemetery road is blood that is on the hands of the government of the United States and also on the hands of the U.S. press. The 1975 invasion of East Timor was approved by President Ford, and as Timorese were herded into death camps for mass execution, the U.S. stepped in to block the United Nations from taking effective action and kept sending in the fresh weapons which the Indonesian army used to do the job. The result has been a genocide which has killed 200,000 Timorese civilians, a third of the original population, the largest proportional slaughter since the Nazis. And what have the U.S. networks done during this U.S.-sponsored genocide? During the 15-year, 11-month period starting from the announcement of the 75 invasion and running up until the massacre we survived, the ABC, NBC, and CBS Evening News shows did not run a single story on East Timor. Nightline and McNeil-Lehrer have never mentioned it. And U.S. radio and print, though occasionally mentioning the killings, have inaccurately omitted the U.S. role. Last fall, the Senate Foreign Relations Committee voted to restrict the U.S. arms sales, but Senator Bennett Johnston blocked the amendment from reaching the Senate floor. At this moment, President Clinton is defying the intent of Congress by continuing to train Indonesian troops, and he is shipping fresh M16s, machine guns, and parts for attack planes, all to support an illegal occupation that defies the UN Security Council. If you want to understand what the United States is doing, think of this baton as an M16. It is pointed at the head of an innocent Timorese who has dared to stand up and ask for the end of the occupation. Washington pauses, considers, says, "Don't forget human rights," and then hands the troops new ammo and says, "Go ahead, open fire." Repeat that scenario 200,000 times, and you begin to grasp the enormity of the crime.